So let's start with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we start by worshiping you. You alone are worthy of glory and honor and praise. You are God alone, the almighty God, the all-powerful God, the all-knowing God, the very present God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your majesty and your glory and your power and your might. It's in you that we live and move and have our very being. We worship you. We honor you. We extol you. We ascribe greatness to you. For you alone are worthy. There's no one that can be compared to your matchless worth. Thank you for lavishly loving us. Thank you for the redemptive plan of salvation. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you for life in you and life more abundantly. It's in you that we live and move and have our being, and we are sufficient in you. We are complete in you. Your grace is sufficient, and for that we honor you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for, as we've laid down and rested throughout the night, that by your Spirit you've brooded and hovered over us. Thank you for waking us up with a mind and a heart to seek you. And your word declares that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. So, Lord, this morning, thank you for Kathy and Weight Loss God's Way. Thank you for every woman that has joined this morning. As I shared earlier, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And we ask that you would open our eyes, that we may behold wondrous things out of your word. And as we find your word and eat it, we thank you that it is refreshing and it is life and it's renewal and it's revival. Thank you for the rivers of living water that are in us, Lord. So this morning we ask that you stir up every gift. Stir up just what your purpose and your plan is for our life. We commit this time to you, and as we're in this month of resting and restoring and rejuvenating, Lord, we ask that you would speak. Open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying. Open our eyes that we may see you in a different light and perceive what you're saying. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding. Give us insight. And we only approach you by the blood of Jesus. You've given us permission to come boldly to your throne that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And Lord, we need you in our individual lives, in our homes, in our families, on our jobs, in our country, in our nation, in the countries. Lord, this whole world sits in need of you. You are a savior. You are our redeemer. You are our healer. You are the lover of our soul. And you provide and make all things. You perform things according to your word and your purpose. And so we commit this time to you. We ask, God, that you would be in our midst, that you would speak, that you would enlighten, that you would strengthen, that you would stir, and that you, above all things, would be glorified. So again, we commit this time to you, and we ask that you would bless, that you would strengthen, and that you would keep. Lord, we honor you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.